الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam. Musalim Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise him. I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance. And I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing of my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as well as you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa, for Allah the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Utlu malu hiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa ahkimit salata inna salata tanha ahmil فَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَخْبَرُ Wallahu yahlamu ma tasna'un. Sadaqallahu al-Adhim. The expression is as follows. Convey whatever of this divine right that has been revealed unto thee, and be constant in prayer. For behold, prayer restrains from lonesome deeds and from all that runs counter to reason. And remembrance of God is indeed the greatest, and God knows all that you do. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. This is the 29th surah, Al-Ankabut, the 45th ayat. Today's clip, our title, Time to Establish the Salat. Time to Establish the Salat. In the reporting hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, he reported that the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, verily, between man and idolatry and unbelief is the abandoning the prayer. Again, we thank Allah the Most High for allowing us to continue with our thoughts. Again, and I believe that this is, you know, for me and my mindset, is the summer of Salat. We need to look at the importance of not just the physical side or the concrete side, as they say, but the spiritual abstract side of it as well. And yes, we are obligated to make our physical ritual worship. But we have to realize that inside of that is the conditioning of our soul, our intellect. The conditioning of our intellect. Our most important, most valuable item in our life is our soul. And the goal is to find the peace for that soul that comes with what Allah has for it. This does not mean that it will be a, you know, it'll be pie in the sky every day, green grass, picket fences. It doesn't mean that. That's not what it means. No, it means that there will be trials, there will be fitness, there will be situations that we have to deal with daily, constantly, hourly sometimes. But whatever it is, we still have that obligation on us, because if we do what we have to do, then Allah, highly glorified is He, does what Allah has to do. And I use this ayat in the last khutbah, which might be considered the first installment, part one, whatever. But Allah says to us in the Quran, and when they stand up for prayer, they do it half-heartedly, only to be seen by people, hardly remembering Allah at all. Now, Allah, in this ayat that we have, that we're working with, last khutbah and this khutbah, Allah says to us, He says, and remembrance of God is indeed the greatest. And I bring that up now to kind of bring it forward so we keep that on our minds. Keep on our minds that when Allah talks about those who get up just to be seen half-heartedly doing something, He said they're hardly remembering Allah at all. But here Allah says that the remembrance of Allah is Akbar. It's Akbar. It's the greatest. And greatest doesn't even do it justice in what Akbar means. It doesn't even do it justice. But for us in this, in English, and for us to try to really gather, it's greater than the greatest, greater than anything we can imagine. We have to look at how do we think about God, and how do we remember what God has done for us, or does for us, or will do for us. Throughout history, man has proved to be ungrateful, selfish, forgetful. Do me a favor, wake these brothers up. Wake these brothers up. And I'm speaking to man's relationship with the Creator. I'm going to put some water on their face. I'm speaking to the man's relationship with the Creator. Allah has forgiven, has given us something that's perfect. And it has been man who has messed it up. Our shortcomings as humanity only come from our shortcomings as humans. The failings we have, individually or socially, all come from not holding on to what Allah has for us and has given us. And if Allah says to us that, be constant in prayer, for behold, prayer restrains loathsome deeds and that all that runs counter to reason, when we run into things that just don't seem right to us, That is what counter to reason means. In our thinking, something just doesn't sit well. This is runs counter to reason. And it comes from nakira. It's often expressed to disapprove things, to dislike things. But what caught my attention was in the meaning inside of this is what is strange to human nature. What is strange to human nature? Our human nature knows when something is wrong and when we're not acting accordingly. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is telling us that the salat restrains us from these type of things. So now we go back to the remembrance of Allah is the greatest, indeed is the greatest. If we're doing things that go against what our own nature is, going against what we feel, then the remembrance of God is not there. Allah says, prayer restrains man from loathsome deeds. This word, fakshai, it means indecent, shameful, gross sin, much more in that same line of thought. And again, Allah says to us that established the salat restrains us from these things. We could write a list of the things that fall under that, those meanings. When you look at the word, we could run a list of, inside of the word is a list, good enough list for you, but we could run a list of what falls inside of those meanings. And sometimes when you look at the expression of the Quran in English, they use those. But it's more to that from in the way I look at it. Because there's a key in this ayat. There's a key in this ayat. And all that I have said so far, except for that one ayat that has come from this one ayat that we're working with. When I said they stand up for Salat and they half-heartedly think of remembering Allah very little, that's the only part that's outside of this one ayat. So for me, the connection inside of this ayat, if the remembrance of Allah is Akbar, and the Salat restrains us from the worst type of behaviors that go against our own nature, what is this saying? To me, it is saying the worst behavior we can have that goes against our own human nature is shirk. Now, understand what we're talking about. When God has been given a partner or someone worships something other than God, that is shirk. And the opening reporting that I used, and verily the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, was reported that said, verily, between a man and idolatry and unbelief is the abandoning the prayer. Idolatry means, with the Imam's definition, he said the idol worshippers in ancient times, they represent something else that they represent something else that they held high. So idol worship is something that you hold high, hold dear. When we have got to the point that we think that any human or anybody else or anything else is to be held high, is held higher than Allah, then we have what we consider idol worship. And why do you think they have the shows like American Idol and they push these type of things? Right? They push these things and they push stars and they push these things on us. Because they use anything. And they are those who are shaitanic in their nature. They're shaitanic in their nature. We read every Friday for those who read it. In Surah 18, it says, and then will you take him and his descendants as allies other than me while they are your enemies to you? This is Allah asking a question. Because verily between man and idolatry and unbelief is the abandoning of prayer. So will you take them as allies other than me when they're your enemies? When we abandon our salat, we have abandoned Allah. We have put something else as our God because the salat, the prayer, that prayer, it holds us back from losing our nature. When Adam, alayhi salam, when he slipped, it was his repentance that he was able to come back, that Allah accepted. And how did he repent? He repented because Allah gave him something to know he repented. He made prayer. Repentance is a prayer. Asking forgiveness is a prayer. You ask your brother, your sister, your whoever it is, you ask for forgiveness, you're making a prayer. You bring your senses back. Remember what Adam is. Adam is the intellect. Adam is the senses. You bring your senses back. And we've all heard this all over our life. Boy, that boy sure done lost his senses. Well, you ain't got no sense in the world, do you? They say they have lost their minds. Well, you done lost your mind? When we think of shirk, it doesn't take a ceremony to announce that I have taken something else as my God. Or that I'm worshiping something else. No, the actions that are taken that we go away from what will bring us closer to God. We go away from what nurtures our nature. The Salat holds us back from this. The Tanha. It means hold back from, prevents. Brothers and sisters, it means to make one stop. It literally means to make one stop. Allah literally has told us that it can make you stop all those things that run counter to your own human nature. This is so important. When we perform our salat, again, it's not just limited to the ritual of our physical prayer. It is what will protect us from doing anything that goes against what is already inside of us. As I close this first part, I'm going to go back to that fable I used in the last clip about the father and the two daughters. Where the man had two daughters, he married one to a farmer and he married one to a potter. And when he went to visit the farmer, she said, "Everything is going well, but if we had more wine." And when he went to the daughter that married the potter, she said, "Everything is going well, but if we just had more sunlight." And he replied in dismay. He said, "Well, if you want sunshine and she wants rain, what am I to pray for on my account?" And the moral of the story, if all prayers were answered, no one would be satisfied. If all prayers were answered, no one would be satisfied. You see, man is contentious. Again, this is from what we read every Friday. If we're not going to read it more, that means man is controversial. The word used is the jim, the dalet, and the lam. It means to debate. See, what happens to us, we want it now. We're conditioned by society to have instant results, self-gratification, instant gratification right now. Rabbanatana fi dunya hasana fil akati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Time to establish the salat. I mentioned Musa, Moses, in other scriptures, alayhi salam, in the last khutbah. I believe Imam Qudus mentioned Musa last week as well. And again, we get a lesson on him in Surah 18. And it's not my intention to have included in Surah 18. I know I wear that out, but it hasn't been my intention. But Allahu Alam, Allah is the best knower. It's kind of just happened. When Moses wanted to learn something, Moses wanted to gain some knowledge. He came across the wise man. Now, this still goes all back to if all prayers were answered, no one would be satisfied. Moses wanted to gain knowledge, but he could not understand what he was learning while he was learning it. This is what happens to man when we think, "Well, I'm praying and nothing is happening. I pray for this, I pray for that, and nothing happened." Sometimes it takes years for us to realize that just because you pray for it does not mean you will get it. Does not mean that you will see it. Allah says in the Quran, speaking to Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "If I show you now, or you pass away, just know that it's going to happen." See, we have to get to the point that we have learned that our job is to make the salat. Our job is to do what we've been commanded to do, and it's Allah's job to answer it. That is the knowledge we have. And the Imam, radiallahu anhu, he said that not when knowledge runs out, that's when faith kicks in. When knowledge runs out, that's when faith kicks in. This is what Moses, alayhi salam, was being taught. If we let ourselves lose our connection to Allah and have become, quote unquote, idol worshipers,
then not only have we lost hold of a bond that can never break, but we have lost ourselves to the worst kind of deeds. We have lost our minds. So yes, I'm Muslim. I'm presenting at this Juma for Muslims, but Allah sent the Quran to the whole humanity. The premise is the same. Whatever faith you claim, if you do not keep your remembrance of God and then you take on others for your God, that's a problem. This does not mean that we're not aware of what goes on. This means that if we want the protection of Allah, if we want the protection that only God can give us, then we need to do what's commanded of believers. We want great things in our lives. But it takes us doing the great things in our lives. And that is, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Remembrance of Allah is the greatest. This is what Allah is telling us. It becomes a question of faith. Not that I or anybody else can see someone else's faith, but we have to question ourselves by what Allah has given us. Once the knowledge runs out, then our faith has to kick in. And so in the Quran, this ayat, it says, convey whatever this divine right has been revealed unto thee and be constant in prayer, for prayer restrains from loathsome deeds and all that runs counter to reason. And the remembrance of God is indeed the greatest, and God knows all that you do. What has been revealed to you is for you. And it is enough to spark that flame, to keep us going, to have more revealed to us. If the Quran is a book of prayer and we use it in our salat, then reading and studying the Quran is also a form of salat. It is also a form of a remembrance. Now, Imam Qasim Ahmed, radiallahu anhu, he had a formula. And he said, you have 5 salat a day. If you take 12 minutes after each salat and read the Quran, that would equal 60 minutes a day, 1 hour. That would equal 365 hours a year. They give you a bachelor's degree at 120 hours. If you want to take it to a master's, you just add 40 more hours to that. If you want a law degree, you add 86 to the 120. You have 365 hours of Quranic study in 1 year. What kind of expert would that make us? What kind of faith would we have? What kind of understanding of how Allah wants for us and what he could do for us would we have with 365 hours of study? It would change our whole thinking to the thinking that Allah wants for us. So remember dhikr. Dhikr, it means to remember. That was a play on words. Remember dhikr means to remember. Dhikr, it means to remember. But most importantly, it means to think. It means to ponder. Allah would not change the condition of a people or a person until they change what is in themselves, meaning their thinking. If our thinking does not fall in line with what Allah has for us, then can we be sure that our lives would not fall in line with that path that we should be on? If our thinking is messed up, then how can we think that we're on the right path? See, the path is spacious, right? When Allah says the world is spacious, he said you're going to be asked, they're going to ask those that say, well, we were oppressed. We couldn't do what we were supposed to do. And the angels are going to say, well, the world is spacious. Couldn't you find somewhere else to go? See, we're being told that for Allah worship, there is room for everyone. There's room for everyone. That we all have our place, and other people's places don't disturb our place on that path. We just have to find our place. It's enough room for all of us. We all have our modes of prayer. But the key to that is doing it, not neglecting it. We neglect something when we don't think highly of it. The salat, which takes us away from not only those things that are against our nature, it takes us away from the very thinking of those things. Just like in the month of Ramadan. We can leave this off, we can leave that off, because our thinking is that I want to get closer to Allah. Well, the thinking of Allah is that will bring us closer. The thinking of Allah will bring us closer. And when we are trying to get close to Allah, and in reporting of Muhammad, the prayer, peace upon him, in Hadith Qudsi, my servant, Allah says, my servant draws not near to me with anything more loved by him, by me, than the religious duty that I have enjoined upon him. And my servant continues to draw near me with all the extra, so that I shall love him. And when I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears, his seeing which he sees, his hand in which he strikes, and his foot in which he walks. Listen, when we do what Allah has said for us to do, then we take our duties as those who have claimed to want this way of life. This way of life is not just to be spoken only. Once we say shahadatain, out loud, once we say that, now we have to grow. That's the plant. Once we say it, that's the plant. We put the seed in the ground. Now we have to start growing. We have to grow in this. And the duties that we have been given by Allah is what helps us to grow. It is through what is obligated on us that we grow closer. Right? The plant, it grows straight out of the ground. Straight up towards the sky. We stand up. You come into Salat, we stand straight up for the Salat. In line. And in our souls. And for the Eid Qutba, I presented the station of Ibrahim. Abraham in other scripture, alayhi salam. The station of Ibrahim is a station that connects us intellectually to our Creator. I'm presenting our thinking. What is our thinking but our intellects? We are nothing but intellects. And when we take on other things that control our thinking, we have gotten outside of ourselves. The giving up on the Salat is giving up on ourselves. Allah says, perform the Salat. Allah said through the reporting, perform the duties, because there is nothing more loved by Allah. The duties we've been asked to do, nothing else is more loved by Allah than those. And nothing else is more disliked than the shirk. Allah says in the Quran, indeed Allah does not forgive association with him, but he forgives what is less than that for whom he wills. And he who associates others with Allah has certainly gone far astray. Giving our intellects to any other than Allah is being astray. We have to have Allah first. That's how we could decipher through this. Remember, the filter, the world was presented to Jibril clean, the way Allah has it. Then he showed him to him with the filter on it, touched by the shaitan. For us to handle and see what's going on, because trust me, we're looking at the world under the filter of the shaitan. There's no doubt about that. But to be able to understand it, to see it, we have to have Allah. That's the only way. If this is what we believe, and that's the question we must ask ourselves daily, it must be something we truly believe to want to get up before the sun comes out. It must be something we truly believe to stop doing something we enjoy and go make salat. But all of that comes with the thinking. And when we're coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah becomes our eyes. Meaning the way we see things, the way we perceive what we have in front of us. Allah becomes our ears, which we hear. Meaning Allah keeps us balanced, and to be able to hear something, and that it won't take away from us. How many times have you said, man, I sure hated to hear that? We can hear something disturbing, but if we have Allah as our hearing, then we hear something that does not disturb our intellects and our souls. Allah becomes our hands. And Imam Rayyullah, he said that the hands are controlled, one on the left and one on the right, one from the soul and one from the mind. Our hands are symbolic of what controls us. One controls our soul and one controls our mind. We raise both our hands when we begin to salat. Allahu Akbar. Both hands are raised. Allah is the greatest over our soul. Allah is the greatest over our minds. And then it says our feet. This is what, to me, I take it as a growth, our base. We take our shoes off to come into the Musalla. And Moses, alayhi salam, was told, take off your sandals, Moses, you are on sacred ground. Why? Because he was where Allah was going to address him. The whole world is the masjid. But controlling our feet with which we walk is telling us that our spiritual growth is by Allah's guidance. The salat is what gets us the guidance to deal with and understand this life in this world. And as I close this khutbah, the Prophet, the prayers and peace be upon him, reported to have said, oh Abu Dharr, as long as you are praying, verily you are knocking at the door of the Almighty King. And that king door is open for whoever knocks persistently thereat. Now the reporting, the Prophet's often reported to have said that, take up good deeds only as much as you are able, for the best deeds are those done regularly, even if they're just a few. How many times do you pick up your iPhone and your Android? How many times do you pick up that remote control for the TV? I can go on. How many times you're on Instagram, Facebook? I can go on. I can go on. I'm not pointing no fingers. And Allah is requesting that for you 5 times a day at least do something that Allah has asked us to do. Do we look at it like that? Do we reason with it like that? That if we can do nothing but just a little bit, at least we can do it regularly. And if the salat is what knocks at the door of Allah, then what else do we have to do but keep knocking as much as we can? Because at the end of this ayah, it says, and Allah knows all that you do. Allah knows all that you do. Brothers and sisters, it's time to establish the salat regularly in our lives. And there's more to work on because the salat, like I said, there's so much more in this. And inshallah, I've given something to benefit today, which all praise due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'ul 'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. Quick announcement.